بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: المسلمون من لسانه ويده، والمهاجر من هجر ما نهى الله عنه. This is a hadith of Bukhari and Muslim Sharif reported by Hazrat Abdullah bin Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhuma, both son and father, was sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Al-Muslim, man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadi. A Muslim is that person from whom other Muslims are safe from his tongue and his hands. We explained a bit of this 2 days ago. Further explanation for our understanding with a few examples is that a person should not speak ill of someone behind them and nor in front of them. No verbal abuse. The last few chapters spoke about carrying tales and riba and buhtan, and then we can extend it. False accusations, lying, all this that hurts a fellow Muslim, whether it is behind his back, whether it is in front of him, a person should abstain from that. Then also, as children, how do we address our parents? The youngsters today, the small children today, how do you talk to the mothers and the fathers? Do they talk with respect? How do they talk to the teachers, the ustads and the elders? Do they talk with respect? So we find in the past, there was a lot of emphasis placed on this. How do you address your elder? What title do you address your elder with? So we have become casual. Sometimes we feel that we want to be cool, so we become casual. Uncle or the aunt or the elder will say, no, you can call me by my name. So this is not teaching the child good manners. So how to address the elder? Then how to speak to them? How do we speak with them? It should be a line that is drawn to make them understand that this is my elder, how should I speak? With respect. Even in the home, raising the voice, shouting at the mothers, this is a very, very common problem. Like it was mentioned also in the Jummah talk 2 weeks ago, that many parents are waiting for the schools, madrasas to open so the children can go back. They can't stand the children at home. Why? Amount of disrespect and disobedience to the parents. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned against this, against disobedience to the parents. أَن تَلِدَ الْأَمَةُ رَبَّتَهَا. And a sign of Qiyamah is that a mother will be like a slave and her child will be like her master. And we're seeing it today. So we have to bring this tarbiyah, this training again of respect within our homes. So how do we speak? And we should keep a watchful eye on the choice of words, what words our children use. Refine their choice of words also. There should be no slang. Speaking with elders, they shouldn't speak with slang. They speak among their friends, it's a different thing. Obviously, there should be no rude words, there should be no bad words, but we shouldn't tolerate this. As elders in the home, the more we start tolerating, the more they will become accustomed to it, that it is okay. So, man salima al-muslimuna min lisanihi. So, protecting one's tongue, and we also explain to protect the thumb. Wa yadihi, and from his actions. Now, for example, public places. The masjid is a public place. So my action should not inconvenience anyone. So starting from outside, how do I park my vehicle? Then if I go into the toilet, how do I leave the toilet after I use it? Then I should not waste time in the toilet. Then the toilet should not be a place to smoke, because the person that comes after me might be asthmatic, might be very sensitive. Now I smoked in the toilet, I left ashes there, I clogged the toilet. So all these things, as Muslims, whether it is the masjid toilet, whether it is a public toilet, many times complaints come that in the past people used to say we went for Hajj and how the toilets were left, what condition it was left. So always be considerate of the person that is coming after. Leave the toilet in a better condition. Then we come into the wudu khana. Then we make wudu. And I shouldn't splash the water that it inconveniences the person next to me. So I should use the wudu facility sparingly, use the tissue sparingly, think of the next person that is coming. And then if there's any dirt, I should be picking up the dirt. It is not someone else's job, it's a public space. Example, it's a masjid. I need the rewards. And then we enter the masjid. And how we conduct in a masjid. Allah give me the tawfiq that we keep our voices low. We switch off our phones in the masjid. And we stand in such a position and perform salah that the person in front of me, if they need to leave, then I'm not inconveniencing that person, then they can leave. I fulfill the adab of the masjid. I don't bring small children to the masjid that is going to become an inconvenience just to make the child happy. I inconvenience all the musallis. The child is crying, the child is screaming, running in the masjid. Time and again we get this complaint. Mawlana, speak about this please. People are bringing small children. It is not in keeping with the etiquette of the masjid. So a Muslim is that person that he doesn't cause harm to others with his tongue and with his hands. Now also, outside the masjid, we don't make such a noise that it inconveniences the people in the masjid. It startles them. A person is revving his motorbike outside the masjid and it is disturbing the people in the masjid. As a Muslim, a non-Muslim does it, we can understand. But if a Muslim is doing it and it is salah time, it is adhan time, then it is wrong. Because we're supposed to be respecting the adhan. We're supposed to be respecting the masjid. We're standing close to the windows, congregating, talking, we're laughing, we're joking. Then we should understand that the people are inside the masjid and they are performing salah. When a person has respect for the masjid, Allahu Akbar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can elevate him. Our ulama say when a person gives respect, then he will earn respect. And just like that, the highest level in the masjid. Then after that, other public spaces, we make sure that we don't cause inconvenience, even to non-Muslims, our elders of the past, Allahu Akbar, even to non-Muslims, they would make them comfortable, make them feel very comfortable, and show them the akhlaq of Islam, that I don't cause harm to anyone with my tongue or with my hands. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Even on the road also, when it comes to road rage, and then it's very common for a person to swear or to show some signs with his hands. So a Muslim is not that person that causes harm with his tongue or with his hands. To complete the hadith, وَالْمُهَاجِرُ مَنْ هَجَرَ مَعْنَهَا اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. And the hadith concludes, and a migrant is that person that leaves out whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited. What Allah has made haram, sin, he leaves it out. A special emphasis on this in this day and age, tawbah, istighfar, and leaving sins to protect ourselves from problems and calamities. Allah Ta'ala give us.